Geek Tank is endorsed by the Nuclear Demolition Agency.
I'm Guy.
Hi, I'm Troy.
And this is Geek Tank on the Go.
Your Batcave-sized podcast.
All right, I can't do more than that. My throat will explode.
Yeah, your throat will
die. People aren't going to understand. Do you have marbles in your mouth?
That's what happens when you talk about your hometown.
Yes. Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, so we are at Denny's.
Yeah.
We used to frequent this Denny's every Sunday night after a really old show that we did, live game show on the internet.
Yeah.
Called What Antique Is It Anyway?
Yes, and Young Collectors Club.
Yes. And
which was the predecessor to Geek Tank.
It was. Both are of which now dead and under the ground.
Yes, but not Geek Tank.
No.
Which is why you're listening to us.
Hopefully you're listening to us. So we just, I guess it's been like a half hour because we ordered drinks and that. We went and saw Batman versus Superman, and I know we're behind the game because it came out a few months ago. But we were cheap, so we waited till it got to the cheap theater.
Right.
And neither of us have talked about the movie because we thought it'd be fun to just have that spontaneity of discussing it right now on the podcast.
Right. We drove here in uncomfortable silence.
Yes. Well, the things I did ask you, I asked you if you had seen the last Superman movie and if you had seen the last Batman movie, because they both connected to this film.
Right.
And I was curious if you had seen that, because it's so you'll be able to give the perspective of somebody who didn't know the things that they were referring to.
Right. And actually, I think that may have given me a slightly better advantage.
Yeah, might have.
Because I haven't seen either of those movies. The last Superman one I saw was not Man of Steel, but the one before it. Am I right?
Was that the one where he was stalking her?
Yeah. Because I remember
Superman
seeing
Returns.
Yes, Returns.
It was a different
actor. It was a different actor. I saw it in Japan.
Oh.
Rented it, which made it even more entertaining because mm-hmm. it had subtitles. And subtitles are always fun to watch because you have to. My wife and I both have this discussion about being compulsive about having to read the subtitles.
Yeah, and then even if you don't have to.
Even if you don't have to. Even if you understand what's going on and everything is perfectly clear, you seem to have to be. You have to read the subtitles. It's horrible.
Hmm. And you did see, obviously, the Batman 2, which was where he faces the Joker, played by Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Okay. I think everybody's seen that one.
Yeah.
A couple of other connections to this movie that I'm almost positive you did not play the video game Injustice.
That's correct.
Or read the comic, which the comic came after the video game, which is interesting. The video game storyline was so impressive, people wanted a comic, and then they did a comic off of the video game. And it is a really interesting story. And they had a couple of elements in the movie of Injustice, which I thought was interesting. And then have you read The Dark Knight by Frank Miller, Dark Knight Returns?
Yes.
So you picked up, possibly, depending on how recently you read that, they did take almost panel for panel some scenes from that, and they did some nods to it without it being exactly the same.
Right.
And I'm a huge fan of that comic, so when they did them, I picked up on every one of them.
Right.
But I guess we should say there will be spoilers.
If you haven't seen this movie because you're like me, mm-hmm. then yeah, there's spoilers.
Yeah, we will talk about all of the twists and turns in this. So if you plan on seeing this movie, or at least I had heard tons and tons of horrible reviews about this movie, that it was going to be utter crap and suck, you know, so hard that it creates an event horizon. And I thought, well, the only two movies I could think of in my head that qualify for that would be Cyborg with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And the other one was so bad that I can't even remember now. Oh, that would be episode one. But in any case, I figured if it's really that bad, I'll go see it just because I have to.
Right.
And it actually worked the way I exactly thought it would. I was expecting it to be really horrible, and as an end result, I found several things I liked about it.
I actually liked it quite a bit. But superhero genre is not something I've been into until very recently in my life. So nobody's corrupting my childhood with these things.
Right.
And I don't know if that's part of what makes everybody hate these superhero movies when they come out. If it's, you know, oh, Superman always did blah, blah, blah when I was a kid. The only Superman movie we watched was the original
Christopher Reeve
Superman 1.
Right.
And 2. Because my mother...
Your mom.
Mm-hmm. Was a major fan of those movies.
I really liked Superman 2 with Christopher Reeves. That was really well done, and the story was great. And when they had the chance to do it in the movie that you didn't see, which would have been Superman movie before this, they dropped the ball on a lot of things that they could have done better. And really, the only thing they did in it that I kind of didn't like, that a lot of people hated, was the way it ended. What Superman did is something completely uncharacteristic of what people think of for Superman, and I think that's what caused a lot of clamoring.
Right.
And like I said, there's going to be spoilers. So,
for pretty much everything prior to this.
And you really now know what he did, because that was a big point in Batman versus Superman, because the guy's already dead.
Right.
So he killed him.
Right.
And that was a big shock, because like, oh, Superman killed him.
Whereas in the original Superman 2,
yeah,
he puts him back in the Phantom.
He tricks him.
He tricks him. I love that.
Yeah.
That was still one of my favorite scenes ever of the Superman thing. I'm taking the headphones off because they're driving me crazy.
The headphones are coming off. So, So when going into this, I already had seen the disappointment of how Zack Snyder interprets stuff and redid things. And I'm not surprised by the differences he did into this. I'll say the biggest thing that rubbed me wrong would be Batman gunning down people. And I'm not talking about the scenes, again, spoilers, that I'm going to stop saying that because it's going to get on my nerves and everybody else's nerves.
It's already on mine.
That's right. Spoilers. So, the dream sequences where he's shooting people, I didn't mind because they're dream sequences.
The dream sequences.
Don't care. But in the actual movie part that weren't dream sequences, where he's driving down the road and using Gatling guns and chain guns and just mowing down people and blowing up cars and killing people left and right, that felt very uncharacteristic of Batman.
Yeah, it did. It did. It felt like we weren't... I don't know, and again, I'm coming to Batman late in life. And so it's kind of one of those, I don't know, I never, he didn't see, he really hates guns.
Well, he had a good reason.
Yes.
So
the fact that he hates guns, but really that just means pistols.
Because,
like, what?
If he is going to use guns, there were so many other opportunities that would have made it much easier for him. Like the one point he's on top of a crane with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And instead of just gunning everybody down and walking in and taking what he was after, he shot a tracking device on it, which would then lead to a huge car chase where he would then use the machine guns in his car to gun down the other cars.
Right, which he could have killed everybody right there and then if he was going to kill people.
Because the goal was to get the kryptonite.
Right.
So why not just gun everybody down right? Why not swoop in the bat flying gun and gun everybody down and take
the bat wing.
Because if you're going to kill, then kill.
Do it right.
Is what it seems. And it always made him a much more interesting superhero because he's willing to put people in the hospital, but he's not willing to kill.
Right, right, right. That's sort of my thought with Batman, too. I mean, especially if you read Dark Knight.
Yes.
And especially if you read, you know, some of the things when Frank Miller redefined Batman. That was what entered me back in. I believe I borrowed your copy of Dark Knight.
Probably so. I have multiple copies.
Right. So I think you were like, you have to read this.
Yeah, probably loaned you my hardback copy.
Yeah, probably.
It had a year one in the first part of it.
Right. And it's, yeah, because that was when you introduced me then into Sin City and then 300. Yeah,
Frank Miller.
And I was like, because you were like, let's start with Dark Knight.
Right.
And I was like, well, the art's okay.
It's very different.
People were
very squared.
Right, very squared artwork. But then we got to... Sin City, and for some reason that fit very well.
Yeah, especially the black and white and with the occasional splash of color.
Yeah, and it opened my eyes to a whole new genre, and now I use splashes of color in my comics, directly mimicking the concept from Frank Miller. So I use the color to illustrate and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I didn't mean to go off on Frank Miller. Go off on Frank Miller. I hate you.
Poor Miller.
Yeah, especially since he did so. But yeah, I think I had a problem with Batman for...
I just realized that because we are jumping right into this the way we are, we didn't define our three categories.
Well, it sounds like we've got three heroes in this, so let's talk about our three heroes as our three categories.
Well, I definitely have more than just the three heroes to talk about, though. But so I guess
we can hit all of the other points while we're at it, because we're at 10 minutes.
We are, and we will be back after this.
Yeah, we'll be right back after we're indecisive.
So, after that brief little takeaway, interlude, dance.
We danced.
We decided what the best way to break this up is this segment's going to be the things that we liked about the movie. Next segment, things we did not like about the movie.
Right.
So, I believe I will have more that I did not like about the movie. So, I'll start the second segment and you can start the segment.
Okay.
Or not.
No, it's good. I'll start right off the bat with the thing that I really liked, which was Wonder Woman. I mean,
I knew you would.
Yeah, it's. I mean, she came out as a badass, and I was all about this.
Gal Gadot. And we were all waiting for Godot.
We were waiting for Godot, and when she got there, she was pretty darn cool.
Yeah, she actually showed up.
Yeah, she actually showed up at the fight.
So I'm good for an all Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, me too. That would be so awesome. But I mean, you know, it's Wonder Woman is always one of those characters which, you know, she was designed to be a strong female character in an era when strong female characters really weren't accepted and stuff like that. So you have to be really careful with her to not make her a pushover. Yeah. And she doesn't come out as a pushover at all.
Right.
I mean, she came out of that gate with her... I just loved every time she just jumped at the thing with a sword.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And she took off its hand. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you know... Batman and Superman are beating the thing to pieces, and she takes off its hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
They did a really good job with her as far as I could tell. And I was glad because at one time they were trying to start another television show, and the costume they came up with looked horrible for that.
Yeah, this one looks like a logical extension. Logical
Amazon fighting outfit.
But it also has sort of the muted color version like the Superman and the Batman all the outfits.
And what's weird is I read some weird complaint that her lasso allowed her to have control over people. I didn't get it, but I did not see that in this movie, so I have no idea where that complaint was coming from. It seemed so left-field.
Lasso just made people tell the truth.
Yeah.
From what I understood. So, so Doomsday is telling the truth.
Yeah.
He really wants to kill everybody. Right. I'm telling the truth when I say, kablam. So
I'm glad that was a good thing. I'll not even bother saving this in the second segment. There should have been more Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or no Wonder Woman at all. But it's kind of like they kind of teased the character.
Yeah, she didn't come out as cool as she should
out
have been.
Out of all the excess characters they threw in, she bothered me the least of being in there.
Right, my feeling, though, is that, you know, hey, Wonder Woman was in it.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was pretty happy with that.
I really liked how they had Batman fighting in this movie. His fight scenes felt good when he was doing hand-to-hand.
Well, and I like the way that they balanced out Superman and Batman. Mm-hmm. Because I had seen one of those how Batman versus Superman should really be. Mm-hmm. You know, and a Superman just comes up and goes, flick! And Batman's destroyed. His head explodes.
Right. Well, the only...
So I like the fact that he's diminishing Superman with the kryptonite powder.
Right. They took a lot from the Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns fight, which is an amazing fight. Right. And because he has to use tricks to get him down to his level to be able to have a chance. And the whole argument of who would win in a fight, Superman versus Batman, it really comes down to, is it the Superman that snaps people's necks without caring about it, or the Superman who cares about humans and is going to use kid gloves going into the fight?
Right.
And to me, that's Superman. Superman's not going to go in to kill him, and that's the only advantage Batman has to start with. And with that advantage, it gives him the edge to win.
Right.
So they pulled that off really well. The bat suit was really similar to the powered armor used in the Dark Knight Returns. I would have preferred them just do the Dark Knight Returns, but I get it. I get why they did what they did. This was, I kept reminding myself, this is Zack Snyder's version of how he wants things to be.
Right.
And that would allow me to forgive a little bit when they did stuff. And
Which is interesting, because I'm sitting there just going, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in for the ride.
Yeah.
The lore is... for all of the superheroes are so convoluted and twisted that at this point in time, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Doomsday that killed Superman in the comics, correct?
Believe he broke his back. I'm not sure if he's the one who killed him. He might be the one who killed him. I know there's a comic called Superman's Dead or The Death of Superman.
I actually bought a copy of that when it came out, which ended up being worth absolutely nothing. But that's okay.
That was the one everybody thought was going to be worth something, and it came wrapped in the special plastic with Superman symbol on it.
Right. And The Death of Superman, it was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because it turns out that that was literally the first American comic I had ever bought.
Oh.
And I bought it for collection purposes only.
Wah, wah.
And it was like, I never took it out of its wrapper. I never, mm-hmm. And then I lost it in a move, and I'm even more upset about that because I'm like, technically, it's mint.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't lost it, it really would be mint because it's never even been out of its plastic.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's still probably not worth more than $5 or $10.
Yep, even at full mint, never even been out of the plastic. It's probably worth $5. And so, anyway,
You know what? I'm confusing. I think it was Bane broke Batman's back.
Right.
Doomsday killed Superman. I believe you're correct.
Doomsday killed Superman. So this makes Doomsday's arc with Superman.
Yeah.
So we're mixing Doomsday.
I think so. Again,
the Doomsday arc.
I'm a Marvel guy. Batman's really where I cross over to DC.
Well, even... And I'd be more of a Marvel guy for the reasons that we discussed at the Marvel table. Marvel versus DC, which comes out after this podcast because I'm still cleaning the audio out of it.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why we have the new audio stuff.
Yay. This is a good segue into that.
Yep, it is. But so you'll hear all about our opinions on that one when I clean up its audio and release that one later.
So, definitely one of the pros for you was just the storytelling arc and leading into the Doomsday and the death of Superman. Spoilers.
Well, that's one of those things. I was actually somewhat shocked that they killed off Superman. I mean, when Lex said, here's your Doomsday, I was like, is that Doomsday?
Yeah.
And if so, I know from reading the lore, not from reading the comics, I know that Doomsday kills Superman. So I'm like, are we running this? I am seeing a lot of analogs to Dark Knight. So
I think when you do get to our DC versus Marvel episode, I picked up on David Coyle kind of letting slip that Superman got killed in the movie.
Right.
And so I knew it was going to happen off of that.
I wasn't paying enough attention to him, apparently.
It was really subtle. He didn't just come out and say when he got killed. He's like, the way they changed the ending and what happened. But is that really going to be that way? Because that's never the way. And I kind of picked up that was what was going to happen. Which is different than The Dark Knight Returns, because Dark Knight Returns, you believe Batman's the one who got killed.
Right.
And I highly recommend you read Batman Year One, Dark Knight Returns, and The Killing Joke. Not in that order. Batman Year One, Killing Joke, then Dark Knight Returns. So another thing I really liked about it was the feel and the way that Ben Affleck played Batman. I thought he did a good job. And
yeah.
I was really worried about it because
there was a lot of chatter early on about, oh, Ben Affleck can't play Batman, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And There was a lot of chatter about that, and I thought he did a bang-up job. Yeah. I mean, I watched the Keaton version of Batman back in the 90s.
He did really good.
He did a really good job. And then I've lost track of all the Batmans since then. And so...
George Clooney, Val Kilmer. Exactly. Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and... not Christian Hayden's.
Christian Bale.
Thank you. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, who actually coined the I'm afraid of bats, therefore I became the Batman, which actually I liked, but it means that I'd become Cockroach Man, and I don't know if I'm into that. Because if you become the superhero of that, which you're afraid
fear,
of.
Yeah. Public speaking man would be everywhere.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of public speaking man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they would have the special ability to visualize everybody without their clothes on, which mm-hmm. would be a cool superpower if you were so inclined. Especially if you were like bisexual, then it'd be really cool.
Totally useless.
A useless superpower.
I'm trying to think of other positive things to say about the movie.
It was a good romp. In much the same way that I like Pacific Rim, I kind of went into this movie not expecting a deep plot mm-hmm. and expecting a whole lot of destroying things and stuff. Yeah. I know that they were showing scenes from the previous Man of Steel, which I never saw.
The destruction in the city and the thing.
I
getting
loved the spaceship that flew through the middle of the street and sliced all the buildings.
Yeah.
And of course, I hadn't seen the movie before, so I presume that's a scene from the previous movie.
I think so. And definitely,
but either way, I thought that was just so cool looking.
The airplane flying into the big machines, definitely in there. And
yeah.
So, if you're enjoying this movie, I can recommend the other Superman movie to you because you get a lot of that same slug-em fight-up fest.
Right.
And,
every so often, that's a fun thing to do.
And it was interesting. They did address in this movie, one of the driving things in it was a lot of people's complaints about the last movie, which is Superman basically destroys Metropolis, taking on the bad guy. Why didn't he take it to another planet or take the fight somewhere where there's less populated?
Right.
Because... He had opportunities. He could have. It wasn't like the bad guy insisted on fighting there.
Right.
And so having the majority of the population and Batman saying, hey, you destroyed Metropolis, you need to be addressed. It was neat that they had that as part of the plot.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lot of pieces of the story that I did like.
Yeah.
I like that the way that they – because I had heard that complaint too. I had heard that.
That was a complaint of mine, too.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't seem like Superman.
Well, they made it a point in Superman 2 with Christopher Reeves. The bad guys realize, he cares for these people.
Right.
So that's his weakness. And then they start attacking them directly.
Which was one of the things that was so cool about Zod.
Yeah. Although it did end up causing the really horrible scene of the ice cream in the face because they start blowing wind and causing all the people to fall and some guy's eating an ice cream cone and the ice cream like flies off and hits him in the face or something. It's a stupid slapstick to break up the darkness that was happening. Because today you don't have to have that. You just outright have the darkness and have...
People aren't afraid of it.
So it's... But that was neat that they pulled that out, and I was really hoping they were going to do that in the first one, because if they insisted on having the fight in the city, then they could have put a lot more problems on Superman.
Right.
Going, they're killing the humans I'm trying to save. This fight's getting horrible. Well, now I have to kill him because that's my only option. And then that would have felt better. The way they played it out didn't really feel like he had to do it.
No. Although they were, they were all operating around... Zod's spaceship. I guess that's Zod's spaceship.
Yeah, well, the spaceship was going to terraform the Earth and turn it into another kryptonite, which would kill all the people.
Right.
So
Genesis effect.
Yeah. Well, we should.
That was the positives. So let's. We'll come back after this break and talk about the negatives.
And we're back, like a batarang.
Yes, so we're talking about Batman versus Superman.
The movie.
The movie.
Not the musical.
The musical. That was a good one. I liked the musical one.
Yeah, especially Doomsday's part.
The choir got me, though.
So the things that we did not like about the movie, and you have very little to say because you had no expectations, really, I think, coming into the film.
I didn't, and I'm a cheap date when it comes to movies.
Yep.
So my biggest problem is that I like them, and I'm like, yay, I like them. And then 2 hours later, somebody's like, well, didn't you notice this, and didn't you notice this, and didn't you notice this? And I'm like, I didn't like that movie as much.
Yep.
So
well,
it's like...
I will point out you enjoyed episode one, Phantom Menace. So
yes. So my credibility is lost right there.
You like, you know, I've got another friend who seems like he likes everything he sees. So I just
And there are exceptions. I liked Into Darkness for about 35 seconds at the end credit. And then I was like, no.
You're like, wait a minute, I got ripped off. You could have given me lemonade, but you gave me a lemon.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I felt like I was too critical as a 20-something. And I, you know, I don't like that movie because of blah, blah, blah. And I felt really pretentious. And so I sort of changed my attitude towards movies.
Right.
And now I go in and I'm like, yeah, that was cool. Because I look for the points that I liked. Like in this movie, I liked Wonder Woman. And
yeah.
I love the special effects. I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, you know, like Superman uses his laser eyes. Although I thought... That scene where Superman and Doomsday are shooting their laser beams at each other must have been hysterical to see without the special effects. Because it would have just been whatever his name, Cavill, going...
I wouldn't be surprised if he was just CGI'd himself. Because it was such a wide shot. He might not have even been there.
Yeah, because it would have, because him just going, would have been so funny to see without the laser beams coming out
like
of his eyes.
I saw a shot of Game of Thrones where, was it Daenerys? Someone was like interacting with a dragon, and it was a guy in one of those the ping ball suits and stuff.
Particularly funny. So without the special effects actually is so much fun to see sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that was actually literally what went through my mind during that sequence was, hey, you know what would be really funny is
seeing that without
the special effects and having Harry Clavell going, or Cavill going,
I understand where you're coming from with I try to analyze films now when I go into them. I try to think of the different angles. So going into this film, I was coming from the angle of, I heard this is utter crap and it has no redeeming quality. So I'm going to look for redeeming quality. So I was able to enjoy it that way.
And I really did enjoy this movie quite a bit. I mean,
so I'm going to point out things now.
So now start pointing out things. So I'll start hating this movie. And then by the end, I'll be like, I hate this movie.
I'd already pointed out it bothered me that Batman was just gunning down people left and right and blowing up cars. Because that was... It was not a Batman that I felt was a good character to have as a hero. And he's supposed to be the anti-hero. So if they were going for that, it felt more like the Punisher, who I also really like. So if they wanted to do Batman as the Punisher, but with a bunch of gadgets, well, if that's what they're going for, I think they got it.
Right, right.
But I think it was a mistake. However, they do give the character room to grow now, maybe in the next movie. He realizes branding people and gunning them down and blowing them up isn't the way to go. So maybe he'll stop shooting people and that. In the Dark Knight Returns comic book, he does have machine guns on the Batmobile and starts gunning people down. And he goes, rubber bullets, they'll live, but they won't be happy.
Right.
So it makes a point in that.
So there was this YouTube video, or it wasn't a YouTube video.
Was this the hour-long rant?
No.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a YouTube video. It had to have been a comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy skit where Batman shoots the guy, and the guy's like, wait, you don't shoot anybody. He's sleeping.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's a famous guy.
No, he's not sleeping. Yeah. He's dead. No, he's sleeping.
Yep.
You know, and all I could think about was
when he was
that
doing
scene.
That.
He's mowing everybody down. They're sleeping.
It might even be the same sketch, but there's like an hour-long rant where they do this everything wrong with Batman and Superman, And one of them is the scene where he smashes the Batmobile and he's like, give it up. And Batman goes, do you bleed? And he flies off and goes, you will. And in the sketch, they have him come right back and go, I have super hearing. I heard you say that. No, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say that. So, I was thinking along the lines of, do you bleed? And Superman's like, yeah. If you prick me, do I not bleed? I was having problems with like lots of comedy. I don't know what the deal is with this.
Well, when he's trying to crack the military code on the data, when Batman's trying to do that, and it goes 1%, and it keeps, and 2%, I'm like, man, I've been sitting at that computer all my life, and I hate that.
Yeah.
When you're at a computer and you're waiting for it to connect or load a page, you're like, oh, I'm so...
Or now, update.
And in reality, it's only taken 30 seconds to a minute, but we're so spoiled to instantaneous uploads
right.
that now going backwards in technology sucks.
Which is astonishing because you think about, I mean, you and I are, neither one of us are, you know, spring chickens.
No, well, we remember the times when computers were tape-driven monsters that took up the size of a wall and could barely do what today's watches can do.
Yeah, my smartphone
is smarter than that.
Is smarter than that.
It's just strange. And when he was that, I kept waiting for that impatience. But I didn't like the unnecessary jump scenes.
Yeah, that, I was real. I will definitely chime in and say there were a couple of them that were ridiculous.
But they didn't add to it.
No, the bleeding coffin and then things coming out of the coffin.
Well, the
bleeding coffin was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Until it broke. And I knew it.
When
it was doing that, it was doing the slow zooming in and thing. And I'm like, oh, crap. They're going to startle me.
Yep.
And then they did. And I was like,
I think the worst one that got you was the exploding chair, which
exploding
I saw
chair.
Coming a mile away.
I didn't see that one coming.
Oh. The second he gave him the chair, because I'm into feet, I love to deduce things. So I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen with that. I'm not sure what the situation's going to be, but I see where this is going.
Yeah.
But the nightmares, if they wanted to convey that he was having nightmares, there's so many more psychological things they could have done.
Right, right.
Like having a very bloodied versions of his mom blaming him.
Right.
It's your fault. You could have saved me. Because that would have then set up
the whole scene.
He says, save Martha. That would have set it up because it could have been coming to him in the nightmares.
Yeah, and maybe if there was a weak spot for me, that was our moms have the same name?
Yeah, I've seen that complaint before, too.
And that felt kind of like a weak spot for me. I don't know if I was... It
would have been funny if when he's like about to attack Luther, Luther's like, wait, my mom's named Martha, too. Don't beat me up.
Crap, I can't beat you up now. Your name, mom's name is Martha.
Yep.
Damn it. I so was hoping, but now I can't beat you up. And I don't know. It's kind of one of those things.
So And then the dream sequence that he had were I thought they were called the Brood, but it looks like they're called the Xeno Brood. I had to look it up real quick. I kind of recognized what they were just because for a short period of my life, I played HeroClix, so I had some of the figures. I'm like, oh, those are those alien things, I think.
Right.
And then when the character comes out of the screen in the dream and says, you were right all along, you have to save Lois, and that's from Injustice.
Okay. I figured they worked really hard on his costume.
Yeah.
I figured that had to be somebody we were supposed to recognize.
The cool thing with Injustice is it's about an alternate world where Superman has become a tyrant and just said, screw it. I'm going to create my own army, and I'm going to lay down the law for the entire world, and everybody will obey me because they have no other option.
Right.
And anyone who stands up to me dies.
Right.
And I won't spoil the why or the hows or any of that because I think it would be really cool for you to get to read some point. But
yeah,
they managed to time travel and go to Batman and say, we need you to come stop him because you're the only one who could stop him.
Right.
And because you knew this was coming, in our world you knew it was coming, and you had a plan. We need you to come implement that plan because you're not alive in our world anymore.
In other words, they've been sort of, this was also setting up a number of times that Batman and Superman have collided in the universe timelines.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to go there with a movie or not. It would be interesting because I've played the video game and read a little bit of the comic. So when they set that up, I was thinking, you know, this would make no sense to me at all had I not seen that. And especially because they're portraying it as a dream.
Right.
So it could have been one third shorter. I did not like Luther. I guess I should say I hated the villain in this, and it was an unnecessary villain. Batman versus Superman only really needed to be Batman versus Superman. Did I lose you?
No, I mean, because the role I'm looking around is the reason he's saying that is because I've stopped to process what he's saying. I don't know. There needs to be a catalyst, because what we have is we have a good guy versus a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
What I would have liked to have seen was playing up more about the disinformation to make them both evil against each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of setting that up and a lot of structuring that and a lot of story building that they missed to make it so that all he had to say was Martha and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the comic, it's the president sends Superman after Batman.
Right.
And so they didn't need a villain. They just Superman followed orders. He was America's superhero.
Right.
And so when the president says,
because essentially
Batman comes out of retirement and is really rough on the criminals coming out of retirement. And there's a great scene because there are these not Nazi type characters killing people, and he comes through the wall and grabs one of them who has a machine gun, just like they had set up in the movie for that one scene. And the bad guy grabs a nobody, a civilian, and says, "I will kill him." And like, "Believe me, man, I'll kill him." And Batman says, "I believe you." And then he puts batarangs into him. So unlike the whole flamethrower, thing, yeah.
He's sleeping.
On fire. He's toasty warm.
He's warm.
Yeah, there's a cool scene where he's pretending to be hurt and a bad guy's coming up behind him with a gun and he back kicks him in the ribs. And he's like, "He'll live. 4 broken ribs. He might not walk normal anymore." But the president sends him after him.
Right.
And so Superman has to make Batman has to make a stand against him. So they really didn't need Luthor, and this wasn't Luthor. This was a weird version of the Riddler and the Joker, because he was
unstable and weird. And first contact would be Gene Hackman's version of Luthor,
right?
Which I always thought was funny,
because
I liked Gene Hackman, and I always kind of had Lex Luthor as happy-go-lucky with a deadly angle. You know, he's like happy-go-lucky and going through life and then a deadly angle, because it was Gene Hackman's version of it that I got introduced to.
Have you seen any of the animated Superman movie cartoons that came shortly after the animated Batman?
No, I saw the animated Batman, though, Bruce Timm is my hero.
Yeah, and Shirley Walker does amazing music.
Yeah. All of it's... Yeah. Okay. So, animated Batman. We could do a whole show on animated Batman.
But in the animated Superman, the Luthor in that spoiled me to what Luthor should be.
Right. I'll have to watch that because it's more Bruce Timm, and so I'd be all for this.
And Marcy, who you see briefly in the movie, is an amazing bodyguard, right hand for Luthor. She's the Asian girl who catches
really tall.
Yeah, and I don't think she's Asian in the cartoon, but
I liked her. She was cool.
She's cool in it.
And I wish they had explored her more too.
Because
that would have been an interesting thing. She looked like, I was like sitting there going, what's her story?
Right.
She's clearly watching people. She's clearly very attentive.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's also in the explosion at the Capitol.
Right. And you know, when that happened, because at first I was thinking, I think this is where the chair is going to blow up. And I'm like, well, no, Marcy's in there. Well, I'm pretty sure this isn't Lex Luthor. Somebody had said that they thought maybe they were setting this up to be Lex Luthor, even though he says he's not Lex, he's Alex. But then when I saw she was in there and that happened, I'm like, oh, well, this is clearly his son and not him, because
he wouldn't sacrifice
her because she's too much of a
valuable asset.
So I think that a criminal mastermind should be a mastermind,
right,
and not psychotic and nuts and... And I don't know. Yeah, it really seemed like an unnecessary... The way they had him seemed unnecessary.
Right. Right. I can see that. I can see that. I mean, I like the fact that he was there to tie the two together, but I could see that being anything. You're right. I could be the president. And I wonder why they chose to put him in there.
Well, they do this in a lot of superhero movies. They throw in extra heroes and villains unnecessarily. Batman 2, Catwoman is really all they needed as a villain, but then they threw the Penguin in.
Right.
And I'm talking about the Michael Keaton
one. Right, the Michael Keaton version.
At least in the first Batman, it's just the Joker.
Right.
So and then
which is all really that Batman needs to worry about is the Joker.
But even in the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns that they did with Heath Ledger as a Joker, they still threw in Two-Face,
right? Wasn't necessary,
not necessary. And then the one with Bane, they threw in Catwoman and Talia. So they threw in. There's no reason to have all these extra characters. And then the really horrible one, Batman and Robin. You have Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy and Bane.
Had only the one awesome line, which was the holy rusted metal.
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
That one cracked me up.
Look, it's metal. It's rusted. And it's got holes in it. Yeah.
It was so funny and wrong. And it was nipples.
Oh, except for Batgirl.
Except for Batgirl, who didn't have nipples, which I thought that in and of itself probably illustrated way too much about our society.
Yeah.
In a statement that just drove me crazy. Because at that point in time, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. We didn't give her nipples, but we gave them nipples.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Joel Schumacher.
Right.
So, I guess my biggest complaint about the movie... What?
Just the thought of... I mean, it would have been hysterical to have Batgirl have nipples. Hmm. Or at least a statement about it. You know, maybe she would be like, I'm not having nipples on my outfit. Or... something, you know what I mean? Something, put a lampshade on it. I mean, at least, but it became a blazingly weird statement about our society. And
yeah, I think the whole opening credit sequence of that movie is all close-ups of his bat suit nipples and butt. And
yeah,
so
it's really disturbing.
Again, Joe Schumacher.
Joe Schumacher. I don't know. Joe Schumacher probably just needs help.
Nah, he's got his fixation, and he went with it.
You know what? Do your art. Do it your way.
Yep.
It's fine.
Can you imagine Joe Schumacher directing Batman versus Superman?
Oh, yikes.
Everyone except Wonder Woman gets nipples on their outfit.
Yep. Even Doomsday.
Doomsday, of course.
We have like six nipples.
Now, I did notice that they were... no genital shots for the naked Doomsday or the naked Zod.
I thought about that too. I was like, although they got really close a couple of times.
Well, they did
a
lot of Austin Powers.
Yeah, they did a lot of really funny Austin Powers. Keeping... like, I noticed that Lois Lane in the bathtub, I was noticing the same thing.
Yeah.
She got within inches of
revealing her bat nipples.
Bat nipples. And we missed that.
By the way, things I did not like about the movie, I know this is, I guess I'm not a romantic, but climbing into a bathtub with your clothes on just seems like a stupid thing. And then on top of that, I was like, all that water's pouring out. You're making a mess. It's going to cause mold. Who's going to clean this up?
It really was kind of weird.
I was thinking of the stupidest things in that scene for some reason. It was super impractical.
It really was. Well, okay, so tell us what your thoughts are.
I'm about to ramble all off on that.
You can tell us what your thoughts are. You could talk to us on Twitter at RMGeekTank. Or on Facebook, which is pretty much the same thing, or email us at questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
Or you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. Search for Rocky Mountain Geek Tank. Be sure to give us stars if you like us. More stars moves us up in the search rankings. And this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is Denver Comic Con.
Right.
And you definitely want to follow us on Facebook. We're going to attempt to learn how to do live broadcasting on Facebook and YouTube.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome, or it's going to suck a lot.
Or we could fail awesomely.
You know, could happen. It could occur.
But the cool thing is, as I understand it, even though we're recording it live, it saves it. So if you can't be available to watch it live, you can come back and catch it when at your convenience.
I would hope so.
So,
because I know that YouTube does, but we don't know anything about Facebook.
Yep.
We just know that we suddenly got the little radio button on our Facebook thing that says, do you want to broadcast? And I'm like, yeah. Let's do that.
You know, if money wasn't an issue, I would love to do that powered bat suit as a costume.
It would be so cool.
It's really cool looking.
Special thanks today for our guests, which are my bacon and eggs that just came a little while ago, and I ate it, and it was very tasty.
Hopefully they don't make a reappearance.
No. And to the Denny's that hosted us, that hopefully didn't poison us by making a reappearance, making the eggs and bacon reappear.
Our amazing server who brought us a giant pitcher of tea.
And was coming over here tiptoeing every time.
Ninja skills.
Ninja skills, because she didn't want to get involved in our podcast. So, well, there you go. And also, this is our first podcast with our new recording equipment.
Yeah,
so it's really sharp. Yeah, our Tascam recording DR40 linear PCM recorder, which we got, which is way awesome. So there you go. I've been Guy.
I've been Troy.
And this is Geek Tank.
Geek Tank is a production of Fox Play Media and is protected under the Creative Commons 3.0 license. Your hosts today were Guy S. Davis and C. Troy Floor. Kevin Weibler is our engineer. And our music was composed by David Coyle. If you like what you are hearing, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/Foxplay. I'm Mike Davis, reminding you that you should probably see a doctor about that. Good night.